Now back to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap with Tom Evans.
No. In the ring. Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring.
And Rocco Nucci.
Rocco, you know who that is, huh?
Yeah, I know who that is.
On AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.
Here we go. Another week, another Wednesday, another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I am your host, Rocco Nucci, flying the ship solo once again. No Tom Evans this week, a bit under the weather, so we wish Tom a healthy and speedy recovery, as he will hopefully be able to join us back on the show before the end of the year comes around. But again, you are locked in to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, and again, it is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Not too much to recap from the past week. We did have the big Medina Invitational down there in the home of the Bees to go over. A couple of local schools in terms of Lorain County representation at that Medina Invitational. So we'll take a look at what went on there. But outside of that, there wasn't a whole lot going on this past week. But now that we've hit 2023 in this first show of the new year, plenty of things are going to be happening. We'll have conference and league double duels and just normal duels going on and picking up this month, starting this week, really. Those teams in schools really start to get after one another again in conference and league play. So it should be a lot of fun here in January. And we got a big guest coming on to the show here in a couple of minutes. It'll be Columbia Raiders head wrestling coach Dan Giuliani, as the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament is this weekend. Of course, that was renamed from the Columbia Invitational. For those of you who don't know, Jacob Wasco would have been a senior at Columbia High School this year, tragically lost his life this past summer in an auto accident. So they renamed this Columbia Invitational after Jacob in his honor. He was a wrestler, part of the football team as well, involved in some other extracurriculars. So again, we'll talk to Coach Giuliani about the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament, what that means for them, and what I'm sure will be a very emotional week and weekend over there in Raider Nation. So let's step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined on the hotline by Coach Giuliani as he talks about his guys' start to the season, the girls' start to the season under their girls' head coach, Hannah Ferry, how they all fared at the Medina Invitational, and of course, what's coming up this week and weekend over there at Columbia. So Coach Giuliani joins us next here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. Again, it is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty, and you're listening to it on AM 930, 100.3 FM, on the WEOL mobile app, and online at WEOL.com. Welcome back on in. It is the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nucci here with you. No Tom Evans this week. Hopefully he's able to make a safe return sometime soon, as he's a bit under the weather as we speak. But joining us now on the hotline is head coach of the Columbia Wrestling Raiders. You know him well as Coach Dan Giuliani. Coach Giuliani, thank you very much for joining us here this afternoon. We appreciate the time. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
It's awesome to be joined by you, Coach, as you guys have the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament coming up this weekend. Very exciting time, a bit, you know, unfortunate, obviously, with what happened with Jacob, a tragic incident this past summer. But we'll get to the Memorial Tournament here shortly. Did want to start with, just kind of the start of your season so far, Coach. I think you guys, just in terms of Columbia Athletics as a whole, you guys do a great job on social media and Twitter, you know, posting the results, getting highlights up there, all those different things. So I've been able to keep up a bit with the start of the season, but in your mind, Coach, how has the start of this new campaign gone for you so far?
I think it's been great for all three of our programs, our girls team, our boys high school, and our middle school. All three teams are doing great. I mean, the point of this month for us is, you know, get a lot of matches in and kind of see what our kids need to work with. And see where we need to work on. And right now, you know, most of our guys have about 15 to 20 matches, and you know, good quality matches. We just got done with MIT, which is one of the tough tournaments in the area. Mm-hmm. So we saw a lot of what we need to work on with all our wrestlers, and that gives us some, you know, information moving forward, and really kind of individualize what we need to do for each guy. going forward with this month.
Talk to me about that MIT coach. I know you guys were down there, like you said, and I know Cole and Hayden both did well. I know neither of them came away with championships, as I'm sure they would have liked to, but just talk to me about your guys' performance there at the MIT and kind of what your guys gained from that experience there.
I think we did really well. I mean, obviously, yeah, Hayden and Cole were both runner-ups. Obviously, they would love to have done first, but even taking second at that tournament it's a grind. You know, Cole had even had to beat about three or four guys that he will see down at the state tournament. Same with Hayden. Garrett Such, you know, our 165-pounder, had a great tournament, finished eighth there. Michael Fry, our 106-pound freshman, battled, you know, it was a very tough match for him to place, but he was able to gut it out and get the win in overtime. And even part of the senior, Tony Governall at 157, was one match away from placing, and he really only lost once. He had to medically forfeit his second match because he hurt it in the first one. So he kind of put him in a hole early, but he battled back, got three in a row, and almost pulled off that fourth one to get on the podium. So what I saw, though, is just, you know, kind of going back to those fundamentals. You know, we kind of get in situations and where we need to kind of work on our chain wrestling and our constant movement. And for a lot of our guys, you know, we're used to, you know, easily pinning guys maybe too early, you know, getting them some tough matches where they have to gut it out in overtime or win by 1 or 2 points. That's what's going to get them down to the state tournament. That's what's going to get them on the podium down to the states. So getting them those kind of matches now and getting them used to that is, you know, a big goal for us, and a lot of them were able to get that.
Again, we're joined on the hotline by Columbia Wrestling head coach Dan Giuliani here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It, again, is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. So far through the first stages of this season, coach, we know the expectations from your top guys. We talked about them with Cole and Hayden and guys like that. But for some of the other guys, as you've talked about, getting those quality matches, getting the experience, has the rest of the roster kind of maybe seen that progress that you've been wanting to see throughout the season so far with those quality matches being made?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of our younger guys and, you know, some of our other guys really stepping up. Michael Chapman, you know, he's a senior, but he's only a second-year wrestler. His record is definitely not what he wants it to be. He had a really good first year last year where he made districts, but he's wrestling a lot tougher competition, and he's wrestling a lot of those close matches. And it's right now he's not getting those victories out of them, but he's getting in those situations now where, you know, later in the year, he's going to know what to do and win out of those. And other guys, like, you know, we have a junior, Ethan Valentine. He's wrestling wrestling up a weight right now because of the way the lineup's fitting, but he's wrestling really tough and seeing some competition that he's going to run into if he wants to make it down the state. So, you know, seeing these guys, you know, stepping up, and they're kind of like emulating what our other guys are doing. You know, like Michael Chapman wrestles with Hayden and Garrett and Tony in practice, and Ethan goes with Cole a lot. So they're starting to kind of like work off of what they're doing and, you know, kind of building off their confidence as well.
Iron sharpens iron, and working with those two will certainly make you sharper in the room, no doubt about that. Coach, you mentioned the girls. Obviously, Hannah Ferry leading your guys' girls program this season, and she is certainly worthy of her own interview sometime later on in the year. But just your thoughts, Coach, on her first season so far at the helm of the girls program, and just kind of, you know, what kind of joy that's brought you seeing them get underway this year.
Oh, it's been great watching them. I mean, it's been a little tough the last couple of weeks because we've been hit with the injury bug pretty hard for the girls. About half our team's down right now.
Oh, geez.
So we're just getting them back now. They're in an off week this week, so it's a good week to kind of have a little break. But, mm-hmm. You know, they started off really well. You know, they beat some, you know, big schools like Menor and Olentangy Berlin. And, you know, they took some dual meets from them, went down to Clyde, 51 teams there, and they finished as runner-up. So I'm really proud of the way they're going. So, and most of them still are working down to get to their weight classes. So we're seeing the young girls develop, like Claire Andreco and Justina Hanna. They're really stepping up. We got some new girls, Mia Welsh and Maya Mikalak, who are pretty new to it, but they're stepping in and filling a role for us. And they're all improving as the year goes on. And that's, you know, kind of what we're seeing across the board in Ohio. It's like we're seeing a lot more girls wrestling, and it's a lot better competition than it was even just a year ago. And I think some of the girls that have experience are like, wow, this is not like last year at all, where you'd go to a tournament and there's only maybe two or three girls in your weight class. Now it's full. So, like, wow. We're expecting, even with our girls tournament at the end of this month, we're expecting double what we had last year. So we're really excited to see what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, kind of a brand new ball game, or I guess a brand new match would be the more appropriate term with girls wrestling right now. Coach, before we get to the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament this weekend for you guys, the double duels really pick up this month with conference action. How excited are you and the guys for that to really start picking up?
This is big. We've had this circled on our calendar because I know a lot of people focus on the conference tournament for the, you know, conference championship, but there's also, you know, the conference title and dual meets. And for us, our goal is not just to be the conference champions in the in conference tournament, but to be the conference champions in the dual meet. So it starts with tomorrow, where we face a very good Firelands team and, you know, an up and coming Oberlin team. So we got to be ready to go, and we can't miss a beat on any of these teams. So, you know, our goal is to take all the conferences, you know, take the duels and the tournament, and, you know, put ourselves in the position where we know that we can, you know, kind of dominate the way going forward. So we just, you know, we're really excited, but we're also anxious to get at it tomorrow.
There you go. Well, we can fast forward even a little more to the weekend, Coach, as the Columbia Invitational, now named the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament. Again, for those who are unaware, just a tragic loss of life this past summer with Jacob Wasco. Would be a senior this year at Columbia. Was part of the wrestling program, part of the football team, a number of extracurriculars as well. But again, he lost his life. So the Columbia Invitational, now named the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament in his honor. And Coach, you know, just this weekend, what does it mean for you, the program, to have it renamed after Jacob Wasco, and just kind of the lasting impact this thing might have moving forward?
It's big because this is also one of the longest running tournaments in the area.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on our 48th year.
Wow.
It's also, you know, it's not like a traditional tournament. It's not like a lot of the other tournaments in the area where it's pooled a bracket and everyone gets 4 or 5 minutes. It's still a traditional double elimination tournament, like the state tournament, like, you know, MIT Brecksville. So we kind of pride ourselves on that. And it's just, this is a great way to try to get that closure and remembrance for Jacob and his family and all of us involved, because I know for the kids, this is going to be huge this week entirely, because tomorrow's senior night for them too. And we're going to be, you know, giving, you know, Jacob's parents, you know, his singlet and everything. And it's going to be a very emotional week and weekend. And the kids, I think, need it most of all, just to get that closure and be like, you know, we're doing this for Jacob. And, you know, a lot of times when we get a break from our huddle, it's, you know, it's for Jacob, they yell. And this whole season is for him. And I know this is going to be a very emotional week for them. It's going to be an emotional week for me, for everyone involved, because that's the kind of person Jacob was. He was so loved. He was so cared about, because he cared about everyone else. And it still hasn't hit, I think, a lot of people, him not being here. And it's, you know, he's missed tremendously every day.
No question. And Coach, our thoughts and prayers will certainly be with you, the wrestlers, and the entire Columbia community. Like you said, very emotional this week and weekend for you guys, for obvious reasons. And of course, again, the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament this Saturday at Columbia High School. Like you said, one of the longest running tournaments, 48 years, you said, Coach, kind of that traditional tournament style. So a cool event, but with some added emotion, of course, this time around. So Coach, thank you very much for the time here this afternoon. We always appreciate it. Like I said, I mean, it's been awesome following you guys so far through the season. You guys do awesome at putting things on social media, letting us, the fans and the media, keep up and things like that. So, Coach, we appreciate the time. As always, I'm sure we'll be catching up again before the year comes to a close.
All right. Thank you for all that you guys do.
It is our pleasure, Coach, and that is head coach of the Columbia Raiders wrestling program, Dan Giuliani, kind enough to share some time with us here this evening. Let's step aside, take our last break, and put a bow on this thing. We'll go over some results from this past week. Of course, we'll revisit that Medina Invitational and take a look at what's ahead here on the Cobles Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty, and you're listening to it on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and online at WEOL.com. Welcome back on into the Cobles Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Well, a huge thank you once again goes to Columbia Raiders head wrestling coach Dan Giuliani. Kind enough, as always, to share some time with us here on the program. Love talking to Coach Giuliani whenever we have an opportunity to. We'll certainly have to make a date with girls head wrestling coach Hannah Ferry over there at Columbia before this year comes to a close. Of course, Columbia with a girls program for the very first time this year. They are led by Coach Ferry. We caught up with her back at the preview show over at Railroad Brewing in Avon, but would certainly love to get her thoughts on the early goings of the season so far on the girls' side over there at Columbia. But again, a big thank you to Coach Dan Giuliani talking about about the Columbia boys as they were busy at the Medina Invitational. And, of course, they've got a big double duel coming up tomorrow night at their place. And then they've got the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament coming up this weekend. But we'll get some more on that in a bit. So let's go over what happened in the past week or so in terms of the Lorain County High School wrestling scene. And again, because of the holiday break and things like that, just, you know, not a full schedule necessarily. But we did have the Medina Invitational down there at the home of the Bees. This Medina Invitational, a big tournament, lots of local representation here. Avon Lake was our top school in terms of, you know, team placement there at the MIT. Avon Lake took fifth overall as Scott Sedlick and his crew continue a very nice start to this wrestling season. Columbia finished 15th. Firelands took 19th. Avon was 23rd. North Ridgeville was 32nd. EC was 29th. And then Wellington was 40th. Buckeye actually won the overall team championship at the MIT. So a shout out to the Bucks. Big win there for Buckeye at the Medina Invitational. So let's go over a couple of individual results here for some of our local schools. And we'll start with Avon Lake, where Nathan Perry, man, is this kid good or what, right? 138-pound champ from the MIT, Nathan Perry. He shut out Galleon Northmore freshman Carson Campbell 8-0 in a major decision in that championship match. And I know you might be sitting there thinking, well, you know, freshman. But if you're not really familiar with the high school wrestling scene, that doesn't really necessarily matter, if at all. That's a very talented freshman in Carson Campbell. He was actually a junior high state champ just last season as an eighth grader. So a big win there for Nathan Perry, getting the 138-pound championship over Galleon Northmore freshman Carson Campbell. Perry finished the weekend, or the two-day set, I should say, 5-0, undefeated there at the MIT. He was actually battling a stomach flu or a stomach bug throughout most of that two-day tournament. Campbell, still the only opponent that was able to take Nathan Perry the distance. So a dominant 2 days there for Nathan Perry. Again, he is your 138-pound champ there at the Medina Invitational. Elsewhere for Avon Lake, they had a runner-up in Jack Marconi. He took second place at 165 pounds. Ultimately, you had five Shoremen on the podium. That was the most out of our county schools at the Medina Invitational. For Firelands, senior Ruben Pina Lorenzana, somebody that myself and Tom have talked about on countless occasions here on the show, and rightfully so. I mean, the kid is just ridiculous, and he continued a fantastic campaign at the MIT. He took home the 126-pound championship on a 4-2 decision. Ruben has been battling a torn labrum in his left shoulder, actually, for these past 2 years, kind of re-aggravated it there at the MIT, but found a way to get the job done regardless. An absolute madman is Ruben Pina Lorenzana. He's your 126-pound champ at the MIT. Three total Falcons finish on the podium. For Columbia, we talked about them. Cole Schulke at 113 pounds. He got a runner-up, as did 190-pound Hayden Garrow. Again, both runners-up, Schulke and Garrow. Four total Raiders making the podium at the MIT. For Avon, Riley Atkins was their high-scoring man. He took seventh place in 144 pounds. And then Eddie Powers at North Ridgeville took fourth place for the Rangers at 285. So it was a fun MIT. A big shout-out to Buckeye, the overall winners. Avon Lake, the best Lorain County showing, finishing fifth overall. And a big shout-out to your individual champions. Again, Nathan Perry at 138 pounds for Avon Lake. Senior for Firelands, Ruben Pina Lorenzana at 120. Pounds. So what the heck is coming up in terms of the high school wrestling scene here in Lorain County? Well, we'll start at Columbia, where, again, the Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament, formerly the Columbia Invitational. Jacob Wasco would have been a senior at Columbia this year, lost his life over the summer in just a tragic car accident. So that community has really rallied around Jacob Wasco, his friends, his family, and just kind of the impact that he leaves there at Columbia, renaming this Columbia Invitational after him in his honor. It's senior week, as Coach Giuliani told us. So it'll be a lot of emotions happening this week for sure over there at Columbia. Columbia is also part of a double duel this week. That'll be tomorrow night, actually, as they welcome in Firelands, Keystone, and Oberlin for some fun Lorain County League action. Elsewhere on the double duel scene, at Clearview this week, Brookside, Black River, and Wellington will all travel to Clipper Nation for some fun Lorain County League action there. And the SWC gets busy with some duels this week as well. North Ridgeville will be at Avon. Midview will be at Avon Lake. And then Olmsted Falls will be at Elyria. So finally, now that we've turned the new year, that conference action, the league action really starting to pick up. And again, it starts this week with those duels and those double duels, and of course the big Jacob Wasco Memorial Tournament happening this weekend at Columbia High School. And again, what will be a very emotional weekend over there at Raider Nation. So that'll do it for this week. Again, plenty to look forward to this week. It was a fun past week with that Medina Invitational, as teams really try to get some good matches going for their athletes here in 2023. And of course, a big thank you goes out once again to Dan Giuliani, head coach of the Columbia Raiders wrestling program, kind enough to share some time here with me this evening. So until next week, I'm Rocco Nucci saying thank you for listening to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Don't go anywhere, folks. We've got Cavaliers basketball coming on the air soon as Cleveland welcomes in the Phoenix Suns tonight. Pregame coverage starting at 6:30 right here on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and we're online anytime at WEOL.com.